Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm here with Tom, my partner.
Yep, and Stephanie's my partner as well. And today we're talking about Penghu, the island archipelago off the coast of Taiwan. They do say it's between the mainland and Taiwan, but it's closer to Taiwan than the mainland. And I think I read in a tour book somewhere that there's a spot on Penghu. If it's a clear day and you look across the water, you should be able to see China.
Really?
But I think that probably doesn't happen very often. It's still quite far away.
Especially with all the pollution coming at us from China now.
Yeah, they're going to make sure we can't see it.
Yeah.
But in any case, we did touch on the subject of Penghu last time. What did we talk about? The beaches?
Oh, it's a paradise, Tom.
And the seafood.
It's beautiful.
And it has something for everybody. And
lots
it's,
of sporting activities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's one of Taiwan's best kept secrets. People coming to Taiwan probably don't stay for that long if they're tourists, you know. They probably go to Kending and Alishan and the Palace Museum and stuff.
Or maybe just stay in Taipei, which is a shame.
True, true. So they probably don't think about heading out to Penghu that much. But still, I guess foreigners who've been in Taiwan for a long time certainly go out there. And, of course, people from good old Taiwan spend quite a few vacation days out there as
well.
And it's well worth that attention, which we're going to continue talking about in today's program. So let's get to it. Let's talk about some of the attractions and some kind of festival they have there in today's lesson. So let's listen right now.
Penghu's shores and waters are marvelous sights to catch during the day. But at night, life on the archipelago tends to slow down. However, each year there's one show that truly lights up the night sky. The Penghu Fireworks Festival. Visitors pour into Penghu each summer to watch the bi-weekly fireworks that go off between April and June. The dazzling pyrotechnics are shot off the bridge at Guanning Pavilion and sparkle over the sky for several minutes. Although the festival livens up the nightlife on Penghu and brings smiles to the faces of visitors, it has a tragic origin. On May 25, 2002, China Airlines Flight 611 was flying over Penghu en route to Hong Kong. Unfortunately, the plane malfunctioned in mid-air due to faulty repairs. The plane plunged into the Taiwan Strait, claiming all 225 lives on board. Penghu suffered a huge decline in tourism after the crash, and local authorities had to come up with a way to lure visitors back. They cooperated with China Airlines and held an event on Chinese New Year with flight attendants staging a Moulin Rouge-style dance. In addition, there was a 30-minute fireworks display. The event turned out to be a huge hit, so the locals decided to hold the gathering every year in order to boost tourism. The first fireworks festival took place in 2003. It's now one of Penghu's most renowned attractions, and one more reason to make the trek to these enchanting islands.
Okay, it's time for us to continue talking about the hidden paradise of Penghu. When I die, I want to go to Penghu. Who needs heaven? I'm going to Penghu. And that's why it's a hidden paradise. Not a lot of people know about it. It's off the beaten track. It's one of Taiwan's best-kept secrets. And Penghu's shores and waters are marvelous sights to catch during the day. But at night, life on the archipelago tends to slow down. If you're into discos and rock concerts, well, Penghu is not the place for you. It's a very mellow, laid-back, and quiet sort of place. So, first of all, let's deal with some of the vocabulary here. We've got marvelous here. Marvelous just means really wonderful. A marvel, of course, is something that's spectacular to look at. Marvelous, of course, means it's spectacular. It's stupendous. It's amazing. It's just really cool.
It's wonderful. It's great. Yeah, there are marvelous sights to catch during the day. But if you love nightlife and like to go to discos and hang out at bars, this probably isn't the place for you. Life on this little island tends to slow down there. So, it kind of sounds like my kind of place because I'm not into the nightlife.
Well, I'm sure they've got several KTV clubs
you
there.
Think?
You can go sing your heart out. Sure. That's something that Taiwanese people like to do.
They do.
And however, here it says each year there's one show that truly lights up the night sky, the Penghu Ocean Fireworks Festival. So
cool.
Festivals, of course, are celebrations. Are an attraction. Lots of people, for example, come to Taiwan for the various holidays that occur here, you know, Lantern Festival and all that kind of stuff. It attracts tourists. They want to check that stuff out. So if you're into this fireworks festival, if you're into fireworks, then you could go check out this Penghu Ocean Fireworks Festival. It truly lights up the night sky. It literally does that.
It says here that visitors pour into Penghu each summer. If you pour into a place, it means you come in large numbers. Typically, we'll use pour to talk about putting some liquid into a glass from a larger container, like a pitcher or a jug. We'll pour water from that into a glass. But if you say people pour into a place, wow, they come in large groups. They're crowds of people going to Penghu each summer. Why do they go? They want to watch the bi-weekly fireworks. Bi-weekly can mean twice a week or twice a month. It depends on what you're looking at, so
yeah,
be careful.
Once every 2 weeks.
It's very hard to define. So unless you know exactly what it means, it could be either twice a week or twice a month, every other week. But these fireworks go off or are set off into the sky between April and June. Those sound like the best times of the year to go to Penghu.
Indeed. So
yeah.
If you like fireworks, you better check the schedule and find out exactly when they're going to set off. The fireworks and the dazzling pyrotechnics are shot off the bridge at Guanyin Pavilion, wherever that is, and they sparkle over the sky for several minutes. Of course, we can describe fireworks many ways. Dazzling, spectacular. Dazzling here means it dazzles you. It really surprises you because it's so amazing.
Yeah, if it's dazzling, it's almost like you have to shut your eyes. The light is so bright, it's hard to look at. You could say the blinding pyrotechnics. Here, we're also saying they sparkle. If something sparkles, it shines a lot. When the light hits it, it bounces off and back into your eyes. So those are kind of fun words, sparkle over the sky. I love fireworks. But if there are large crowds, I try to avoid the crowds.
Of course, the big festival in Taiwan is the Yanshui thing. That involves all sorts of fireworks. We're using the word pyrotechnics here. That's a technical word. It's a fancy word that just talks about fireworks. You can see those, you know, during fireworks displays or during rock concerts and stuff like that. Pyro is fire in Greek, and technics means art. So fire art, pyrotechnics. But again, it's not used as often as fireworks. And yes, sparkle here is similar to dazzle, except sparkly means the lights kind of flash on and off.
Yeah.
You know, really quickly, you can see the sparkle of sunlight on the ocean at sunset. I remember seeing that quite often, looking over the lake, and there are all these little flashes of light because the sun was setting all those sparkles of light.
Or ladies, if you have a great diamond ring, if you go outside, it will sparkle in the sunshine, which is wonderful. Now, the festival livens up the nightlife on Penghu. If you liven up a place, you make a place more lively, more interesting. There's more activity going on. Sometimes people want to liven up their lives by taking up new hobbies or doing something interesting so things aren't so boring all the time. Well, this festival really helps make things more lively, more active.
Sometimes I eat fried rice, but it's a little bland, so I liven it up with some hot sauce.
Cool.
And, of course, visitors are happy to see those fireworks, but it does have a tragic origin here. Something's tragic when it's very sad. This happened way back in 2002, about 12 years ago, on May 25th, 2002. China Airlines Flight 611 was flying over Penghu en route to Hong Kong. I remember that on the news. I think that plane crash was caused by the same thing that caused that Japan Airlines, Japan 123 or something like that, to crash back in 1985. Same cause there. Something blew off the back of the plane or something due to a faulty repair, which we'll get to in just a second. But it was flying en route to Hong Kong. Would you say en route or en route or the French pronunciation, en route?
You'll hear it different ways. You can say en route, en route. En is more of the French pronunciation. You'll hear it both ways. So en route, en route, it was on its way to Hong Kong is what it means. So it was in midair when it had some problems and plunged into the sea, the Taiwan Strait. Unfortunately, we're saying this is a bad piece of news we're going to share with you. The plane malfunctioned. Mal is an interesting part of a word that we'll put at the beginning of a word to say something's bad. Because in French, M-A-L means bad. So it had bad functioning parts in it. So it malfunctioned or it functioned improperly in midair. So it was flying in the middle of the sky and had some faulty repairs and fell to the earth or fell to the sea. Faulty means something was done, but errors were made. Mistakes were made. So when they repaired the plane, they didn't repair it correctly. So they were left with some problems when the plane took off.
And here, plunge just means something goes from a high place and crashes into water. A diver can plunge into the swimming pool, for example. And everybody on board the plane died. The crash claimed all of those people. Claimed here just means it took all those lives. They all died. And on board means that you're in the plane. Remember, if you get on a bus or a plane or a boat, we say you're on board, whereas you're in a car or in a taxi. So get in the car, get on the bus, get on the boat, get on the plane.
I wanted to mention the verb plunge is often used to talk about business and the stock market. The stock market goes down very quickly, which we hate to see, of course. They will say the stock market plunged today.
Oh, no.
And lost 10%, which would be horrible. And claim, like Tom said, just means it took all 225 lives. It killed all 225 people on board. You could say that as well. So this was a great tragedy that happened while the plane was flying over Penghu. We're going to talk more about Penghu, guys. But first, we're going to take a few minutes to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们继续看第一单元，谈澎湖。澎湖是一个 paradise， 为什么呢？这个天堂有令人赞叹的景观，但是呢，这边还要提很重要一个节日，那就是澎湖国际海上花火节。这个节庆呢，我们的英文是翻成 The 澎湖 Fireworks Festival。那如果你有去过的话，应该了解它的时间，是每一年的夏天，大概就是在四月以及六月当中，它每两周会放一次的烟火表演。这个每两周啊，它是写 bi-weekly。再来，我们要注意到，说到观光客，一堆人都到这里来，那一堆人涌入一个城市，其实偏于我们常把它修饰成像水在跑进一个地方一样，所以像这里它用 pour into 澎湖，当然你也可以想象成像洪水一般 flood into， 所以不管你用 pour into flood into 都跟中文里面涌入这种感觉很类似。再来谈到澎湖的海上花火节，然后说呢，它会有放烟火，灿烂的烟火，然后它是在桥上放的。哦，那我们要往下读咯，这个花火节啊，它会让澎湖有什么样的效应？首先提到，花火节，当然它让澎湖的夜生活活跃起来了。这个动词片语 liven up 就是让什么活跃起来。我们看到这个 liven 我们比较少用，比较习惯的是它很简单的 live 这个动词。 live 当然代表居住，那如果说它转成形容词变成 live L-I-V-E 拼字不变，念法变成 live， 那就表示是现场的。当然在这个地方你看到 liven L-I-V-E-N 那已经是一个动词，所以念法发音也要留意，拼字注意一下。再来我们再往下看，下面呢继续说到这个海上花火节，它为什么会有这个节庆，原来它的起源是有点带着悲剧的。怎么说，时间那回到了2002年，然后提到了华航的班机，它呢在往香港的途中，结果因为飞机维修不当造成半空故障而冲入了台湾海峡。这个事件里面提到说当时飞机故障，我们看到这个字 malfunctioned， 其实 mal M-A-L 这个字首就有一种含义，代表东西坏了，是恶性的，是不良的，是不正常的。那有时候你看到这个字首就会想到负面的含义，那它后面接了 function， 那就表示故障。再来我们看还有没有别的字，其实你看到 M-A-L-I-C-I-O-U-S， 如果是 malicious也是一个 MAL 开头，那就表示说是恶意的，以后留意一下这个 MAL 的字首。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. Now, where we left off, we were talking about the tragic airplane crash back in 2002. Flight 611, China Airlines, crashed in the Taiwan Strait as a result of a mid-air malfunction. And Penghu suffered a huge decline in tourism after the crash, and local authorities had to come up with a way to lure visitors back. I'm not quite sure why tourism declined in Penghu after that crash, but evidently this was the case. So Penghu suffered this and had to deal with this problem here, a decline in tourism. Decline here can be both a verb and a noun. Here it's being used as a noun. A decline is a reduction in something. We could say, for example, there has been a large decline in the birth rate in Taiwan over the past several decades.
You know what? I just thought of perhaps a reason why people stayed away from Penghu for a while. When there's a plane crash and the plane goes into the ocean and the bodies are lost in the sea and they can't recover those bodies, sometimes it takes quite a while for things to come up on shore. So there may have been a period of time where pieces of luggage floated to the beach or even pieces of bodies.
Could be. It's a good guess.
Yeah,
possibly. People might be superstitious about those sorts of things.
That's happened in the New York area, I know. And, you know, you don't want your kids to see that stuff. So maybe that's a reason, but we really aren't told the reason why there was a decline or a decrease. We could say there was a huge decrease in tourism after the crash. If you're an authority, you have some sort of power to tell other people what to do. If you're a policeman, you have some authority. If you're a government official, you also have some power to tell citizens what they can and cannot do. So the local authorities, people who are in charge of the government there, they had to think up a way to get people back to Penghu. If you lure someone somewhere, you attract them. We often talk about a lure for a fishing pole. If you go fishing, you want to get those fish to bite at your hook. So sometimes you'll put a piece of food or another little fish on the end of the hook to get those fish interested in your fishing pole.
Right. We used to use what were called spoons as lures.
What are spoons?
They're just like flat little pieces of metal that have painted like red and white stripes on them. And they would lure or attract fish. We'd catch northern pike and walleye and perch and
different
stuff like that.
Different kinds of fish, huh?
In the lakes in Minnesota. But in any case here, yes, they wanted to lure those visitors back. Hey, we need your tourist dollars here. Our economy depends on tourism. So the authorities in Penghu cooperated with China Airlines and held an event on Chinese New Year with flight attendants staging a Moulin Rouge-style dance. Okay, so they cooperated with China Airlines. So cooperate here means to work together with somebody to achieve a common goal, and we often use the preposition with. Cooperate with somebody. Let's work together.
So what did they do? They came up with this idea to have an event on Chinese New Year, where there were flight attendants, those beautiful girls who are flight attendants for China Airlines. They were going to stage or put on a show performing some sort of Moulin Rouge-style dance. Moulin Rouge.
It's not Moulin Rouge?
No.
Oh.
It's a type of, I would say it's kind of a type of show in Paris where girls dance in these pretty costumes. They're not wearing a whole lot, but they have different style of dances going on. There was a Nicole Kidman movie out maybe 10 years ago called Moulin Rouge, if you want to go see a musical movie. And they were dancing in the same way. So there are beautiful girls in lovely costumes doing these dances where they stand together in a line and they kick their legs up high to some great-looking music or great-sounding music. That was supposed to attract a lot of people back.
Well, that would certainly attract me, those sexy flight attendants dancing Moulin Rouge style.
Yeah.
But not only that, but also we had this big fireworks display. It was a 30-minute fireworks display, which is pretty impressive. The fireworks display at Taipei 101 lasts only about, what, 5 minutes?
Really?
10 minutes? It's pretty short.
30 minutes is quite expensive, actually.
Yeah, that takes a lot of time and money there.
Sure.
But the event turned out to be a huge hit. Turn out here means the results. You can use the verb phrase turn out for a lot of things. I could say I took some pictures, but they did not turn out. They didn't come out very well. At least we used to say that when we took pictures on film, you know.
Yeah.
Nowadays you can pretty much tell if they turned out right away. You can take it again. But in any case, a huge hit here means it was a big success. Lots of people liked it, and the news media covered it, and everybody was talking about it.
Or maybe you're someone who loves to cook, like me, and you try a new dish, but it doesn't turn out. It tastes nasty, or nobody wants to eat any of it after you're done. Well, this was a huge hit. It was successful. So the locals, the people who live there, decided to hold the gathering every year. Why? Well, they wanted to boost tourism. To boost means to bring up, to make something more successful. So that was a great idea, and it turned out to be something that they could continue to do.
Exactly. So, yes, you can check this out if you want to. This gathering, when people get together to boost, to increase, to help out tourism. And the first Ocean Fireworks Festival took place back in 2003, over 10 years ago, and it's now one of Penghu's most renowned attractions. If something's renowned, that means it's very famous. It is known for that. So in the past, at least when I went to Penghu, I'd never heard of a fireworks festival or a Moulin Rouge-style dance thing. That was still years away, but now it's a big deal. It's a renowned attraction. There are other renowned attractions in Penghu, as we've mentioned before, the beaches and those two hearts on that one island, and also that big long bridge between two islands there and all the old houses. Oh, there are just so many renowned attractions in Penghu.
You can also be a renowned person. Maybe you're a renowned scientist or a renowned author or a renowned professor, someone who's very well known for what they do. They're famous usually because they produce good work, not because they're doing bad things. If you're renowned, it's for things that are positive, that you're good at, not because you're a bad criminal. So they have renowned attractions. And one more reason to make the trek to these enchanting islands. A trek, sort of a long journey. So we're using this word to say it's not easy to get to Penghu. You know, it's a lot easier or quicker maybe to go to Elon for the weekend, but it's worth the effort if you make the trek to these enchanting islands. Something's enchanting. It's kind of like someone put a spell on you. You know, there's magic being placed on someone, so you're like, oh, I can't get enough of this place. So it sounds like a place that I really should check out, and it's worth the trip. It's worth the trek.
I think you can fly there from most airports in Taiwan relatively cheaply. When I went to Penghu, I took a boat from Kaohsiung over there. I don't know if they still have that boat. It's like a ferry. They have all sorts of cars and stuff on it, so I'm not sure if they still have that. But it was quite a trip there. I got to talk to some of the sailors there, and they were very friendly and stuff like that. And so, yes, it's an enchanting place, and it's easy to get to, although it is off the beaten track, but it's well worth the visit. And like we did say before, it sounds like a good place to go in the summer because it's pretty cool there.
Did you take your bike with you?
I did.
You didn't rent one. You took
your own. No, I brought my bike over there and rode around. I'm sure lots of people do that nowadays.
What about scooters? Are there more people renting scooters than riding bikes?
See, that was so many years ago, I don't know. I remember they do rent scooters there, and I'm sure they still do. But I'm sure lots of people are over there riding their bikes and stuff like that. It's worth going to. I'd like to go there and check out some wind sculptures. I've heard of some sculptor there. His name is Chen something, and he makes these sculptures, and I think he also owns Minsu, a bed and breakfast there.
Cool.
I'd like to check that out. So I think I'm going to go there again pretty soon.
Sounds like a great idea. Everybody, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
继续我们看。 这一段呢，要来谈一下。那从了飞机坠毁事件之后，当然澎湖的观光业就受到了影响，开始严重衰退。看到衰退这个字，decline，我们讲一个帝国国力的强弱，身体健康变不好了，哎，衰退了，这个字就是decline。 再来，我们要往下读。下面呢，讲到他怎么样想办法让观光客回流。于是后来就跟华航合作，然后呢，华航的空姐们他们当时呢就在舞台上跳红磨坊的舞蹈。我们注意一下这里有一个字，在 flight attendants 空服员后面的 stagen。 当然 ，stagen 加了 ing， 它的原来的动词是 stage。stage 本来是指舞台哦，可是它当动词的解释，就可以表示把节目搬上舞台。换句话说，就有点像英文的 present，put on a show。 那我们在这边，它加了 ing， 当然是因为它是分词，现在分词，也就是后面这里其实是一个分词片语的形式。 再来，我们继续看，最后这里要提到 turned out to be 这个片语，当然经过了这一番活动跟推广之后，哎，这个活动很成功，很成功 ，turn out to be a huge hit。 我们知道 turn out to be 这表示的是一个结果，但这个结果往往是让人出乎意料的。换句话说，本来他们没想到会这么的成功。 结果竟然让他们很惊讶，结果以后，每一年就开始有了所谓的海上花火节。那最后这里呢，再提一个字，就是提到这个节庆是澎湖最著名吸引人的活动之一。那著名的这里用到了一个形容词 renowned。 我们知道谈一个人、一个事件很有名，有很多的形容词 ，renowned 只是其中之一。当然 ，renowned 另外也可以用 famous， 或者是 noted， 或者是 well known 这些形容词，我们可以一起联想，一起背。
We're out of time today. Thanks for joining us, guys. Come back soon for more English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.